This is an extemporaneous Christian Science prayer treatment by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. Website mbeinstitute.org. The focus of this prayer treatment is plank number 17 of 32 planks, and all 32 planks are given in detail in the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, beginning on page 330, extending through page 340. The title to this plank number 17 is Infinite Spirit. The original text will be read, and it will be followed by the key points of the original text, parsed as a numbered list. Infinite Spirit. Spirit being God, there is but one Spirit, for there can be but one infinite, and therefore one God. There are neither spirits many, nor gods many. There is no evil in spirit, because God is spirit. The theory that spirit is distinct from matter, but must pass through it, or into it, to be individualized, would reduce God to dependency on matter, and establish a basis for pantheism. Key point number one. Spirit being God, there is but one Spirit, for there can be but one infinite, and therefore one God. Comment from Mary Baker Eddy Institute. Genesis 1, which is a record of the spiritual revelation from God to mankind, ends with the seventh day, where God rested after he had said that everything that he had made is very good. God could not be a part of anything the opposite of itself. Since God created everything very good, that means God must be good. As a matter of fact, when Jesus was asked by a Pharisee about eternal life, the Pharisee said, "Good Master, tell me how I may obtain eternal life." And Jesus responded thus, "Why call thou me good? There is none good but God." Mary Baker Eddy defines on page 587 the term good, and she defines it as God, Spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. Omni represents one, only, and all. Everything about God is omni, the one, only, and all of every single one of God's qualities. That includes all the terms that explain what the seven synonymous terms really mean. So it's obvious that God could not be both good and evil, because they are opposites. Point number two. There are neither spirits many, nor gods many. We know that spirits many, or gods many, would mean pantheism. God is spirit. God cannot be spirits. The next key point, number three, is really confirming what we've already discussed. It says there is no evil in spirit because God is spirit. Point number four, the theory that spirit is distinct from matter but must pass through it or into it to be individualized would reduce God to dependency on matter and establish a basis for pantheism. Here are the comments from John Shenton. Point number one. There is now a complete change of subject. Point number two. Christianity proclaims without compromise the infinite spirit. Spirit is infinite, one and only. We've covered that in previous comments. Point number three, from this base, it destroys, in demonstration, the idolatry of spirits many or gods many. If we're going to be dealing with God, we have to make a decision. Are we going to try to make up a story about God being something different than the Bible says? Because the Bible clearly states there is only one God. If God is spirit, that means there can only be one spirit. Spirit represents substance. We cannot have two different kinds of substance. It is one spirit, just like it's one power, one mind, one soul, principle, life, truth, love. There can't be any dualism. John Sinton now addresses Eastern mysticism. And he said, this destroys Eastern mysticism, that spirit must pass through matter. In other words, a body, an individual. Point number five, hence, thou shalt have no other gods before me. This me is spirit. And he's quoting Science and Health, page 467, line 3. In the platform, there is some overlapping because Mary Baker Eddy wants to emphasize the importance of the point. So it really gently goes from one platform to the other, which includes some overlapping. To conclude this plank number 17, I shall recite the scientific statement of being from page 468, which addresses directly spirit versus matter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Amen. It is January 2, 2026, Friday at 13:23. The topic of this plank number 17 is Infinite Spirit. Thank you for listening. The end.